ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Rodgers out on the floor. Mount Home getting some last-second instructions from head coach Del Air. Now they come out on the floor. It will be Anna Grace Foreman jumping center for Mountain Home. For Rodgers, Gracie Carr will try to win the tip. Official comes to center court. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving right to left in this first half. Yates gives the ball to Emma Martin, who brings it into the front court. Rodgers starts off in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Gilbert on the left side. Gives it to Martin. Tries to throw it to Gilbert into the paint. Ball is knocked away and stolen by Rodgers. Mountain Home's first turnover of the day. Here is Hatch into the front court. Gives it to Carr. Carr will give it on the right side to McConnell. Ball goes over on the left side to Hatch. Hatch will dribble down towards the low block, now kicks out to McConnell on the left corner. Now three-pointer up at the top by Carr. Will not go. A rebound controlled by Yates. Back quickly comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the left wing. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Now goes towards the right side. Gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble up between the circles and set up the offense. Martin dribbles to the right wing. Now takes a screen from Yates. Now has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Martin will dribble to the left wing, gives it there to Gilbert. Actually kind of lost the handle of the ball, but Gilbert's there to get it. Now Gilbert's going to go down to the lane for the running jumper. Good. Matt Home strikes first as Gilbert goes up with that running jumper. 2-0 Mountain Home leading it early on with 6:48 left in the first quarter. Here's Hatch into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Dribbles towards the left side. Now ball goes into the left corner to Brockhoff. Her three-pointer misses everything. And Martin comes up with the rebound. She's quickly back the other way. Dribbles to the right wing. Now Martin dribbles up to the top and sets up the offense. Martin throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert's going to go down into the lane. He's going to pull up for another jumper. Good. Okay, Gilbert with 4 points. All 4 points in this game so far. Mountain Home up 4-0 with 6:13 left of the period. Hatch into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Hatch will give it to Brockhoff on the left side. She drills up to the top, gives it there at the top to Kate Treadwell. Now ball goes over on the left side to Hatch. Hatch will dribble up near the circles. Now goes over to the left side, takes the screen. Now it picks up a dribble, gives it up top to Treadwell. Treadwell's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound was about to be chased down before him, but she'll be fouled from behind. Gracie Carr picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Mounties here in the first half. 5:45 left of the first quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 4-0. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws up top to Jackson. Jackson gives it to Foreman, who has it at the top. Over on the left side, it goes to Martin. Martin dribbles up to the top, goes to the right elbow, now kicks out to Jackson in the right corner. Jackson's going to put up the three-pointer, no good. Offensive rebound for Yates. Yates kicks out to Martin. She's going to try a three of her own on the left wing. That one will not go, and the rebound is bounced to Kate McConnell. She's back the other way for Rodgers. She'll give it to Brockhoff, now up top to McConnell. McConnell's going to try for a three-pointer, and good. Kate McConnell with her first 3 points, and it's 4-3. Mountain Home's lead cut to one with about 5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing. Ball goes up top to Yates. Yates will give it down to Martin in the right corner. Down to Foreman on the low block for the layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the day. 6-3, Mountain Home leading it. With a little over 4.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here is Hatch into the front court. Throws it to McConnell. Now up top, over to Treadwell. Back up top to McConnell, who's going to try a three. That one will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. And she'll give it to Emma Martin, who brings it back to the other end for Mountain Home. Martin's going to go down towards the lane, loses the handle of the ball, gets it back on the low block. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert's going to try for the three-pointer. Nothing but net. Kate Gilbert with 7 quick points. Mountain Home up 9-3 with 4:08 left in the first quarter. Here is Hatch into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Gives it to Carr at the left elbow. Now Carr's going to dribble up to the top. gives it there to Treadwell. Treadwell dribbles to the left elbow, finds McConnell in the corner. McConnell dribbles out to the wing, now goes up to the top, now goes to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, may have been partially blocked. Foreman saves it in, right into the hands of Kate Gilbert. Good hustle there by Anna Grace Foreman to make sure that Rogers isn't able to inbound it under their own basket. Gilbert back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Drills to the right elbow, now goes into the lane, going up for the layup, rolls around, will not go. Foreman looked like had the rebound, now she had the ball knocked away, but it's going to be a foul called against Rogers. That is on Gracie Carr. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady against the Lady Mounties. They're going to call that foul the shot. That's kind of surprising. Well, Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for a pair of free throws. First free throw for Foreman, rolls around and goes in. Rogers going to bring in three subs. And we'll try to find out who those are in a little bit. Emily Payne's going to check in. And it's going to be it's going to be Rogers taking timeout before the second free throw. We'll break with 3:28 left to play in the first quarter as Mount Tone leads Rogers 10-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
So Emily Payne checked in for Mount Tunnel, replacing Leah Jackson right at the timeout. Payne is a 5'6 junior. And for Rogers, looks like Aubrey Treadwell checked in. She's a 5'8 freshman. Anna Grace Foreman gets both free throws. It's now 11-3 Mount Tunnel Leah with less than 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Here's Brockhoff into the front court for Rogers. Takes the screen. Now throws it over on the right side to Taylor Treadwell. Now she'll give it to Aubrey Treadwell. Aubrey Treadwell dribbles to the left wing. Now gives it up top to Kate Miller, who checked in during the timeout. Ball goes over on the left side. Now ball goes up top to Miller, who tries the three at the top. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert back the other way. Throws it to Martin. 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. Mounts home with the ball leading by eight. Gilbert has the ball on the left wing. Throws up top to Payne. Payne will find Yates at the free throw line. Yates is going to go down towards the low block. Now kicks it back out to Payne up at the top. Back to Yates at the elbow. Yates is going to go down into lane. Going up for the layup. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Aubrey Treadwell. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Mounties. Aubrey Treadwell throws it across court to Brockhoff. Brockhoff's going to try a three-pointer in the corner. No good. Rebound's knocked around. Taylor Treadwell gets it. She can't get the follow to go. And this time, Kate Gilbert gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. 2:15 left to play. Mounts home up 11-3. Gilbert dribbles to the left elbow. Finds Payne in the left corner. Now Payne will dribble out to the wing. Goes up to the top. Gives it to Martin on the right side. Emma Martin will go down into lane. Going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Cameron Brockhoff picks up her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Mounties. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time today. First shot is up and in. That's her first point of the evening. Martin's second shot is up, and she gets both. Emma Martin with two quick points, 13-3. Mount Tunnel's lead is up to double digits now with less than 2 minutes left as Brockhoff will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Mounties. She takes the screen, now throws up top to Taylor Treadwell. She'll go down towards the lane, going up for the layup. They're going to call that on the shot, and a foul will be called on Mountain Homes as Yates. That is her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. So Taylor Treadwell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot in and out, no good. Now checking in for Mountain Home is Haven Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore, as she replaces Addison Yates. By the way, the other substitution for Rogers was Presley Reisenhoover, a 5'6 6, junior. And the second free throw for Taylor Treadwell is good. She gets one of two. 13-4, Mount Tom's lead cut back to single digits. Here's Emma Martin into the front court with 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Martin dribbles to the left wing. Now goes towards the elbow, going down into the lane, finding Anna Grace Foreman there in the lane under the basket for the easy layup. Good. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. 15-4, Mount Tom's lead is up to 11 now with 1:22 left in the first quarter. Here's Brockhoff towards the left side, throws up top to Taylor Treadwell. Her three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Foreman. She'll get it to Martin, and back quickly comes Mountain Home. Martin dribbles on the right side, is going down into lane, going blowed by a bunch of defenders for the layup. She gets it, and she draws contact.
Martin.
Emma Martin will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 1:07 left to play in this opening period. And before the free throw, as Taylor Treadwell picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four, Rogers is going to take another timeout. We'll break with 1:07 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading at Rogers 17-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Emma Martin will go to the line for the three-point play. She is already 2 of 2 for the free throw line with 4 points. Excuse me. Martin's free throw will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Kate Miller. She will give it to London Hatch, who just checked in during the timeout. Hatch will dribble to the left elbow, now goes back out to the wing. Now gives it to Aubrey Treadwell. Ball goes on the left side to Hatch. Down to Aubrey Treadwell in the corner. Up top, it goes to Miller. Miller's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound controlled by Foreman. She gets it to Gilbert. It's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Now she'll give it to Emma Martin, and Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period. 30 seconds left, and now ball goes to Gilbert. Now ball goes back to Martin. 22 seconds left in the first quarter. Martin will dribble to the left side, gives to Gilbert, back to Martin. Tries to give it to Foreman. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Rogers as Mountain Home's second turnover of the day. Back on the Lady Mounties. Here's Hatch back the other way. 9 seconds left. Gives it to Taylor Treadwell. Over on the right side, it goes to McConnell. Up top to Hatch. 3 seconds left. Ball goes to Taylor Treadwell. Ball goes to Miller. She tries the jumper at the elbow. Misses everything. And we've come to the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home leading Rogers 17-4. You're listening to the Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.